BBC News with Jerry Smith. The UN Refugee Agency says there's been a sharp increase in the number of Rohingya Muslims fleeing to Bangladesh from neighbouring Myanmar. The UNHCR said it had identified more than 35,000 new arrivals in the past 24 hours. That suggests a total influx in less than 2 weeks of more than 120,000 people. The Russian leader Vladimir Putin has warned that the military hysteria, as he put it, over North Korea could lead to global catastrophe and heavy loss of life. Speaking at a summit in China, Mr. Putin also dismissed proposals to impose further sanctions on Pyongyang. The Cambodian opposition leader Khun Sok Khar has been formally charged with treason. A court in Phnom Penh says he's accused of colluding with foreigners. Opposition activists say his arrest is politically motivated. An international investigation has concluded that Azerbaijan's ruling elite operated a secret slush fund to pay off European politicians and make luxury purchases, and channeled all the payments through four UK-based companies. There's no suggestion that all the recipients were aware of the source of the money. Caribbean islands and Florida in the United States are preparing for Hurricane Irma. It's now a bigger storm than Hurricane Harvey, which devastated parts of Texas and Louisiana last month. Irma is expected to make landfall on the Leeward Islands. Russia and Saudi Arabia are reported to have discussed extending a deal to limit oil output beyond the first quarter of 2018. An agreement, which came into effect in January, has already helped stabilise the oil price at around $50 a barrel. A court in France is expected to deliver verdicts today in a privacy case involving photographs of the Duchess of Cambridge topless. The pictures were taken while the Duchess was on holiday in Provence 5 years ago. BBC News.